Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be unto the Lord. Amen, amen. Well, I don't know how much time I do have. I think I'm limited, so I must get at my business. That's hard when you try to limit somebody and you've got a lot to say and a little time to say it in. So if I go, you know I'm hurrying. I'm just saying a lot of words in a hurry. And if I get in a hurry and you don't understand, just wave your hand, I'll slow down. Brother I.H. Terry, how many of you know him? He's a tremendous man of God of yesteryear. He's older now and about 80-something, headed toward 90. And he's still faithful. Brother Terry has been a tremendous minister for years among us. He said that every preacher only has 6 sermons. He just, like an old car, you jack it up, you put new wheels under it, and you put it back on the road and run it again. He said you just change the name. Amen. The title. And they've just got about 6 things you can preach. It's either new birth, being baptized, you know, Christian living, that sort of thing. Brother Edmund Dice said you don't preach a sermon well until you've been able to preach it 50 times. And so as a pastor, many times you only get to preach a sermon once. And if you get invited out, you might get to preach it the second time. And so this is about the 3rd time I've tried this sermon. So if I falter, just say, well, that's just a novice. He's inexperienced yet. Okay? Amen. Praise God. How many is going to help this old man preach today? Hallelujah. Thank you. I appreciate that so very much. If you heard me preach this sermon before, we just say, oh, well, it's the 2nd time. 3rd time. Genesis chapter 21, if you turn with me. And I'd like to begin reading at verse number 30. Genesis chapter 21, verse number 30. Well, let's start at 29. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what mean these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, that's Abraham, and he said, for these 7 ewe lambs thou shalt take of my hand, that they may be a witness unto me, that I have digged. I don't know why he didn't say I dug, but he said I digged. Maybe it isn't proper English, but he said I digged this well. I digged this well. Turn with me to Genesis chapter number 26. Chapter 26 and verse number 18. And Isaac digged, I don't know why he didn't say dug. Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names which his father had called them. And then if you turn with me to Genesis chapter 29, verses 1 and 2. Then Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field. And lo, there were 3 flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks. And a great stone was upon the well's mouth. Great stone was upon the well's mouth. Turn with me to the book of Numbers, chapter number 21. And I read to you verse 14, beginning. Wherefore it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord, what he did in the Red Sea and in the brooks of Arnon, and at the stream of the brooks that goeth down to the dwelling of Ar, and lieth upon the border of Moab. And from thence they went to Beer, that is, the well, whereof the Lord spake unto Moses, gather the people together, and I will give them water. St. John chapter 7. I'm not just going to read all Scripture today, folks. But I do want to read these verses. St. John chapter 7, verse 37, beginning, it says, "In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Let him come unto me and drink. Let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." Everybody said, "Praise the Lord." One more setting of Scripture, and then you may be seated. Thank you so kindly for standing for the reading here. And that is in the book of Philippians, the second chapter. And let's see. I think probably for the sake of time, I just read one verse. That would be verse 12. "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Turn to your neighbor and say, "Work out your own salvation. Work out your own salvation." Put the emphasis on, say it again, and put the emphasis on the word "own." Your own. Your own. Your own. Your own. Your own. Your very own. Praise God. Let's worship the Lord together. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. The Bible says to us that Abraham digged his well. He digged his well. Abraham digged his own well. And then after him, the next generation that come on is his son Isaac. And it is said of Isaac that Isaac dug or digged again the wells that Abraham, his father, had digged. And then it is said of Jacob that Jacob came to the well. I want you to notice something. It is a progression, generation after generation. And they knew that they had to have water to survive and water to live. And so as they began to dig, they went on record as being well diggers. Amen. They had to have water to live. They had to have water to survive. Now, the things that happened to them in the Old Testament is sort of like an example to us as we read the New Testament. And as we come along in this day, the things that happened to them in a natural sense, we apply that to us in a spiritual sense. And so if they were well diggers and they were digging for natural water to sustain them, I believe that there is a well, hallelujah, that you and I can dig and we can receive spiritual water that God is going to give us. Praise God. I'm so thankful today that God has given us the wells of salvation. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Abraham, as the father of the faithful, dug his well. And by the time that Abraham had passed off of the scene of action, and his son came on the scene, and the next generation came on, I want to tell you what had happened to the well that Abraham had dug. The Bible said that the Philistines had come and filled up the well. I want to tell you this morning, there were some old-time pioneers that met in Azusa years ago praying for the glory of God, the blessing of God, the direction of God. And God opened the windows of heaven and filled them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. And the well of water that flowed from God's presence way back in the beginning of the New Testament began to flow again in our day, in our generation.
down through those years from 1900 earlys on, there has been many a pioneer gospel preacher who dug their well, who found their God, who found their salvation. We have come today to down to today. I want to thank God that He's been pouring out His Spirit on generations of the past. But I'm not happy that God just done it for the generation of the past. I want God to do it in my day. I want God to do it in my generation. I thank God for every miracle that happened in the last generations. But oh God, I want to see it again today. I want to have it again today. It must be something more than just as written in a book or written down somewhere in history and say they had their well, they had their glory, they had their power, they had their anointing, they had their touch. I want you to know we have come on the scene now and we want our touch. We want our anointing. We want our victory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Digging a well was not an easy thing. They had to work to dig the well. Worshiping God sometimes not an easy thing. You got to work to worship the Lord. But I'm so glad for what we get when we hit the water. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. I want six young men to come right out here and help me. Right, stand right out here. I want you to just act as crazy as you can. Act like you got a pick and a shovel. Amen. Back up out there. You're going to have to be working. Amen. All right, I want you to act like you're digging a well. That's enough. I don't want you to work too hard now. Amen. You know what makes the work worth it? You know what makes the struggle worth it? You know what makes all that toil worth it? When others come along and mock and make fun, you know what makes all that hard work worth it? Because after a while, you know what's going to happen? They're going to find a stream of water that's going to flow to meet their need. Hallelujah. And when others are coming around and looking at us and say, you're silly, you're absurd, you're crazy, you're foolish. Amen. What are you doing anyway? I'm digging my well. I'm digging my well. Hallelujah. You just stand back and criticize if you want to. But there's something here from God I got to get. Hallelujah. I'm going to dig my well. I'm going to work at it. I'm not going to play games at it. I'm going to work at it. But it's going to be worth it all when I strike it. I need six girls, come right out here. Come on, ladies, don't be intimidated and vacillate backwards. Just come right out here. Stay here, guys. Amen. It's not just guys only that dig spiritual wells. Girls can dig spiritual wells. Hallelujah. Amen. I need two or three more. It's not just the water's not just for the ladies. The water is for the guys. Hallelujah. The water's not just for the guys. It's for the ladies. Whosoever will, let them come and drink. Come on. Let's dig. Let's dig. It's here. We can get it if we're willing to work for it. You can't come and patty cake. You can't come and gossip. You can't come and write notes. You can't come and put your foot on the back pew. You can't come here and act like, no, you're going to worship the Lord. You're going to dig in. You're going to pray. You're going to seek God. I got to have an answer. I got to have a touch. I can't wait for what happened yesterday. I got to have it today. What happens when you've gone through a hard time and a valley and a dry spell? Amen. And the enemy's been working on you. And pressure's been put on you to conform with the world and do all the things of the world. What happens? How do you feel when you come to a good old spiritual Holy Ghost service and the glory cloud comes over and the anointing starts bubbling up? How do you feel? Hallelujah. Amen. Does anybody get excited when that happens? Well, I want all y'all to act just like you just struck water after a long, hard time of work. How would you act if you just inherited $1 million? Some of these girls said, wow! Hallelujah! Praise God! Amen, amen. Isn't it good when the glory starts coming? Hallelujah! Amen. Now I want you to do a crazy thing, all right? I want you to pretend you're a bunch of Philistines. Walk over there and walk over here. I want you to creep in over here by these wells, and I want you to fill them up. Now, you just turn from well diggers to the enemy of well diggers. All right? They filled them up. The wells that Abraham dug, digged. They filled them up. The Philistines creeped in over there in the process of time when there was nobody around that really was concerned. They creeped in over there and filled up all of the wells that Abraham had dug. Hello? And so I want you to creep in over here and fill up these wells. Amen. They're filling up the wells. That's right. And the Bible says the Philistines filled up the wells with earth. Everybody say earth. They filled it up with earth. We connect the earth with everything that's in the world. I want to tell you something, young folks. There are those that dug their well, and in the silent hours, the enemy will creep in and fill it up with the world. He'll fill the well up with the world. He'll come in with worldliness. Come on. Puff, puff, puff this cigarette. Come on, take another puff. Come on. Hey, this is good for you. Put it on your bottom. Hey, man, put it in here. Put it up your nose. Put it in your arm. I'm going to tell you, the devil doesn't have the real thing. All he can do is plug up the well. I'm telling you, I'm not going to stand by and let the devil stop my well. I'm going to dig my well. Fill it up with earth. And the devil wants to come along and fill your head with the world. I refuse to be satisfied with what the devil is going to do. I'm not going to let him get away with this. Thank you, Macy. So guess what they did? No, not you guys. You folks are my well diggers. If I get paid, I'm going to share with you what I get, okay? 2 times 0 is still 0, okay? And so what happened is the well is filled with the earth. The enemy had done that. The Lord said, while the wheat was sowed, all of a sudden they come along and said, what happened? The tares, how did they get here? An enemy creeped in while no one was looking and sowed the tares among the wheat. Don't tell me the devil's not trying to rob you of your victory. Don't tell me the devil's trying to take your Holy Ghost away from you. Don't tell me the devil wants you to be in here. I'm going to tell you, that's exactly what the devil doesn't want. So what are we going to do? Sit back and say, okay, devil, whatever you want, I'm going to give it to you. No! I refuse to give up to the devil. No! I refuse to let the devil fill up my well. No! I got to have water! I got to have the substance of life! Hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to re-dig the well that my forefather dug. Hey, it's not enough that they got it on the day of Pentecost. It's not enough that our ancestors got it in the early days of our day. I'm going to dig my well! So what did they decide to do? No Philistine's going to plug my well. No devil's going to plug my well. And so they came over there and dug the well. The wells. Hey, there's enough wells here. Hallelujah. Okay. Go at it, girls. Dig all that earth out of there. Dig it out. Go at it, guys. Dig all the earth out of there. I'm getting rid of all that old hard rock music I've been listening to. I'm getting rid of all that worldliness I've been accumulating. I'm getting rid of all that junk the devil's put around me. I'm getting rid of all that worldliness that will put my head. I'm getting rid of all these slacks. I'm getting rid of this long hair, guys. Hey, I'm letting my hair grow, ladies. I'm getting rid of the false eyelashes and makeup. I'm throwing away my powder and my paint. Hey, I'm going to start dressing holy. I'm going to come to the church and worship the Lord. I'm going to touch heaven. I refuse to let the devil plug my well. Come on, let's worship the Lord, because God knows And the devil knows that if we want God, we can have God if we dig again the well.
I got 15 minutes to preach 3 hours.
Hear me. So they got the well flowing again. Don't you feel good after you bumbled and stumbled and faltered and failed? And you come back to the altar and God says, okay, I'm going to touch them again. I love them so much. I'm going to refill them. Hallelujah. I love them so much, I'm going to anoint them again. And you feel the glory come. And you feel the anointing flow. Praise God. About the time they got the wells redigged, the Bible says that the enemy, they creeped in. Give me 6 more guys. Come on up here, my brother. You helped me preach it the first time, the second time. Amen. And they said, give me about 6 more girls, okay? And the enemy came, and they said to those who dug the well, those who finally got the water flowing, those who finally were not intimidated by the enemy, they came up to where the water was flowing and said, "Woo! Water's flowing. Woo! The glory's coming. Woo! The anointing's coming down. Woo! The fire's falling. Woo! Hey!" And they said, "You can't have this well because this water is ours." I don't know why they didn't dig it already, but they just let the enemy plug it up and it was still plugged up. The water was there, but they didn't want to do the work to get it. And so when the others done the work, they come over there and said, "Okay, now we'll enjoy the water." That's exactly what they did. That's what the Bible said. So all you guys say to these guys, the well is ours. The water is ours. All you gals say to these gals, the well is ours. The water is ours. And so, no, guys. No. They didn't fight over it. No, girls. There's nothing worse than a mean girl when she gets mad. No, girls. They didn't fight over it. You know what the well diggers done? Or the well diggers done? They said, okay, I'll tell you what. You can just have this well, and you can rejoice at what I've done. Hey, because I know that if there's enough for me here, I know that I can do it again right over there. Y'all just go ahead and rejoice. We're going to go over here and dig another well. And so, okay, guys, let them rejoice. You go over here and you dig another well. Go right over there, guys. Go right over there. Go right over there, girls. Amen. Let them rejoice over there. Go ahead. Rejoice over there. Rejoice. You can have the water now. We dug it, but you can have it. Hey, what are we going to do? We're not going to be intimidated by those around us who are rejoicing. We're going to go and dig again. We're going to dig again. We're going to pray again. So what if others get the Holy Ghost? Let them have it. Go ahead and dig some more. Dig your own well. Turn to your neighbor and say, dig your own well. All right? They got the well dug. About that time, give me 6 more guys. Give me 6 more girls. About that time, the enemy showed up. All you girls coming late had to come over to these first ones. All the guys coming late had to come around to the first one. Amen? And the enemy showed up. And they said, "You can't have this water. You can't have this joy. You can't have this Holy Ghost. We are the embassy of the devil. And we're carnal young folks. And we're going to make sure you don't shout. We're going to make sure you don't have the Holy Ghost. We're going to sit here and be carnal and tell you, you can't have this well." But you know what the well diggers done? They said, "Okay, guess what? You can have this one too. We're just going to let you have this, and we're going to go over here and we're going to dig some more." Hallelujah. That's right. Come on, well diggers. Amen. Go ahead. Let's dig another well. Hey, let's dig another well. Is this Bible? You can read it for yourself. It happened. Isaac dug the well. The enemy took it. I said, dug it some more. Wells, the enemy took it. And I want you to know, after a while, they dug the well. And they looked around. And there was no enemy coming. And they said, guess what, guys? We got a well! All to our own! Others don't have it. Others don't want it. Others don't work to get it. I don't care what they're going to do. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to be holy. I'm going to dig my well. I'm going to pray. I'm going to worship. I'm going to sing. Now, when the water got flowing, and they had their well, the guy that was responsible for it all the earth plugging, and the enemy, they called Isaac in, and they said, I recognize the Lord is upon you. I recognize the God is working. Isaac's fellows were sent down to dig again. So they had moved off to another territory. They went down from that city, and they went down to another city. And they came down, and they started digging again. And so go ahead, guys, start digging. They were going to dig another well. And while they're digging that well, the enemy's over here saying to Isaac, tell you what, let's make a leap. We're not going to be in it. And Isaac said, wait a minute, I don't understand it. You're trying to make peace with me? You've been my enemy. And you want to make peace with me? He said, I tell you, let's have a feast. Let's decide that this war's over. And so when Isaac finally decided, okay, war's over, let's celebrate. At the moment of celebration, guess what happened? The servant that had been out there digging the well said, What? I can't believe this. I don't understand what's going on. I'm going to tell you what. There's a lot of folks that don't like you, don't love you, say all manner of evil against you, try to hurt you. But I'm telling you, if you join their crowd and you start talking bad about them and gossiping about them and tale-bearing about them, the devil's plugging up your well. But when you say, I forgive you, I love you, may God touch you, may God anoint you, it's right then that your well is going to come open. The glory of God is going to come on you when you forgive another. I want every girl in here to turn to another girl, and I want every guy in here to turn to another guy, and I want you to say, I forgive you. Somebody said, I'll forgive you, but I always will think you've done me wrong. What am I doing? I got a scar right here. One day I was working, I bought a new car. It was under warranty years ago. And a few days after the warranty, or before the warranty ran out, the air conditioner blower motor quit. So I took it down to the place and it said, it's hot where I live, I need this blower motor. The factory did not put a place or a way to get to the blower motor. So they had to cut a hole in the fender well of the car to go up through the fender well and take care of the blower motor. So they had a pre-made plate that goes over the hole they cut. I don't know why the factory just didn't cut the hole and put the plate on from the beginning, but that's the way it was. They wanted me to pay the guy to do it, I guess. But I got it under warranty, so they cut the hole and fixed the blower motor. Oh, man, it was good. A few months later, the blower motor went out again. But by this time,
there's no guarantee, a warranty's gone. So I had watched the guy do it, and I said, hey, I can take that blower motor out, and I can fix that, and I don't have to pay that high cost. So I took the plate off, I took the nuts off of the blower motor, and I reached in to get the blower motor, and I was tugging on it because they had put some stuff around it, the sealant, it was stuck, and I was trying to pull it out, but I did not realize that when they cut the fender well, they had pushed the steel from the fender in, and so the sharp, jagged edges was on the inside of the fender well. And so when the blower motor all of a sudden came off, it came off with a pew, start. And then when it came off, my hand was caught by that weld, fender weld, and just sliced off the top of my thumb. Oh! I grabbed it. I've been hurt. Oh, it hurt. Yesterday my grandson was in the cell and I heard him. Oh! Oh! So what happened? He fell down, skinned his knee, and he skinned up his arm. And his grandmother was in there putting some stuff on it that was curing it, but it was hurting it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And so, I took care of it. I didn't go to the doctor. I didn't have it sewed up. I just pulled it together tight. And, that's been with me. The box drove it off the showroom floor, my wife did. And there it is, an old car out there. I wash this hand 100 times sometimes a day. Sometimes it's lucky to get some. But you know what? I never see that scar until I think about it and look for it. Right now I had to look to see which hand it was on. What am I saying? I'm saying I can remember the day that it happened. In my mind, I can go back and recount to you the story I just did. You know what? The pain is all gone. Because the healing agent came along and healed it up. You'll never forget somebody that done you wrong. But when you dig your well and you get in touch with your God and you learn to forgive them, you wash away the pain, the agony is gone. The devil's not going to do that to me again. It's all cleared up. You know why I can rejoice with everybody? Because as far as I know, every problem I've got is all cleared up. Hallelujah! How much time do I got? I got 4 minutes. I haven't even got to Jacob. Listen, guys, Jacob got down to his well. There's a bunch of sheep around it, three flocks of sheep. They were not watering the flock because there's a big rock over the well. And Jacob said to those guys around the well, how come you're not watering these sheep? He said, it's too early in the day and we haven't taken the rock off. And Jacob was thinking, well, we got sheep here. Why don't you take the rock off and water the flock? He said, because more flocks are coming. And all of a sudden, Jacob looked up, and there's a young lady coming down the road. And she has her father's flock with her. And you know what happened? Stars started jumping around in Jacob's brain. Butterflies started fluttering around in his stomach. His heart started a fast beat, pitty-patter, pitty-patter. He got a rush. excitement come on. Whew. It's in the Bible. You can read it. He thought, you guys may be waiting for the rest of the herds to get here. And you may be waiting for the rest of the guys to come help you move that rock. But I see that gal coming, and I know her sheep need some water. You got it! He didn't wait for the rest of the guys. He got on there, took the rock off himself so she could water the sheep. Hey! Yeah, yeah, yeah! Dig your well! Dig your well! Get the rocks off! Get the rocks out! Get the world out! Get the earth out! Get the carnality out! Get the doubt out! Get the fear out! Get the hate out! Get the murder out! Get the envy out! Get the strife out! Let the glory come! I got maybe 2 minutes. I wish I had 2 hours. I'm gonna tell you a real love story. You ready? You ready for this, girls? Real love story. Isaac needed a wife. Abraham recognized that and he said, I tell you what, servant, Isaac needs a wife. Vince needs a wife. Josh needs a wife. PJ needs a wife. Joel needs a wife. Larry needs a wife. Jim needs a wife. Turn your neighbor, whatever his name is, say, Mike, you need a wife. Not now, guys. Wait a while, okay? Mom and Dad kind of know what's going on too, you know. They're not so dumb. You'll find it out someday when you get there. So Abraham sends. He said, I got to send you back to my kinfolks. I got to send you back to my kindred. You can't take a wife from anybody out here. You got to take a wife from among the kinfolks. I'm going to tell you, the Bible says, be not unequally yoked together with the unbeliever. I'm going to tell you, if you want somebody, go back to those that are already prayed through, that's already got the well dug, that's already got the glory flowing. Hallelujah. And so he sent Isaac, the servant, for Isaac's wife. Oh, I got to hurry. The servant went out to get Isaac's wife, and guess where he found her? Guess where he found her? He found her at the well. Yes. And the servant said, I don't know who she's going to be, but God, I'll tell you what. If when the girl, whoever comes to this well to water, if I ask her for a drink, if she looked at me and said, okay, I'll give you a drink, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go further than that. I'll water all your camels too. Hey, let that be the girl for me that I can take back to my master. And so when he got there, there's a young lady that came, and he said, give me water. And she said, okay, I'll give you a drink. What about your camels? I want to water your camels too. I want to tell you, girls, let's play this down. Let's pray this through. Hallelujah. Let's dig our well. Let's go beyond the call of duty. She became the wife of Isaac. Jacob came to that well and took that rock off, and he met his wife at the well. The Bible says he even... Now hang on, guys. I will never ask you to do something I haven't already practiced. You say, oh, I just love her so much. I just could not resist. And she said, oh, I hope he will. I hope he will. Woo! Giddy, diddy, diddy, willy, willy, willy. He said, how do you know if you're in love if you haven't tasted the good?
I wish I had 2 hours to preach right now. Just what God saw that little kiss that day. And Jacob said to Laban, I love that girl. I want to marry that girl. He said, you do? Yeah, I do. He said, you willing to work together? All right, just tell me what to do. He worked 7 years to get her. Some guys can't wait 7 minutes. Don't clap your hands, girls. Some girls can't either. That little kiss cost him 7 years of hard work. And when he got done, they had the wedding ceremony. And he's so excited. I got her! I got her! I got her! Woo! I got her! And the next morning he looked and said, woo-hoo, wrong one. Now, didn't I tell you what happened to them was just an example? And it don't happen to us in reality. It happened to us in a spiritual sense. So what did he do? He said, oh, goodness, I'm stuck. And look what I got stuck with. Not on your life. He went back to Laban and said, oh, buddy, you tricked me. I thought I was getting Rachel, but I got Leah. What's the deal? He said, well, how badly do you want Rachel? You know what that guy done? He worked 7 more years. Was she worth it? Absolutely! You know what he decided? I dug this well. I didn't get what I wanted. So I'm going to keep on digging till I get what I want. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm telling you, don't stop short of what God's going to give you in the spiritual sense. Dig your well, dig your well, dig your well. It's here for you. Guess what? God's got a bride. God's got a church. God loves us enough that He left heaven's glory and came down here, wrapped Himself in a robe of flesh, hung on a cruel tree, was put in the earth, came out of the grave, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And some of these days, He's going to take His bride. Where's He going to meet her? At the well! It'll be in your well of water, springing up into everlasting life. He's going to meet you at the well. I'm waiting on the marriage supper. I'm waiting on the time God takes His bride home. The bride has made herself ready. Sing it with me. Here comes Isaac. Isaac wasn't worth it. You better believe it. Jacob wasn't worth it. You better believe it. When Brother I. H. Terry, that age-old man of wisdom, stood before that sacred desk that day, looked down at me and that young lady standing by my side and said, will you take this young lady to be your wife? You promised to love her and cherish her to sickness and health, for richer, for poor, for better, for worse, for taking all of us, keep the all into her so long as you both. I know how to do that. Y'all need help? I can help you. I said, I do. You promised to give her all your credit cards and all your money and all. No. No. He didn't say. Hey, wait. My time's out. I got to hurry here. I'm on grace right now. And he looked at that young lady and said, you take the gentleman who stands by your side and holds your brother's hand to be your lawful wedded husband. He said, I do. He said, I do. You promise to love him, sickness, health, and riches, poor, blah, blah, blah. They said, I do. After a while, Brother Terry said to me, you may now kiss your bride. in front of God and all those people and everybody. Hear me. Hear me. I picked your two young guys. No, you got to hear the whole story. She was too young to marry. My pastor said, don't start courting girls till you get ready to marry one. Don't just play games, burn a girl's heart and leave her dry. We got time for this? So I determined I was going to talk things over with my pastor before I got married. And so I made arrangements to meet my pastor and his wife at the church on my lunch hour from my job. And I went down to the church. He came in, sat down, and I said, I want to get married. And I want to talk to you about it. He said, okay, sit down. I did. He said, who is it? I said, your daughter. I knew if I could just get the pastor's consent, I had Daddy's consent. He said, well, have you talked to her about this? I said, no, sir. We hadn't gone out. We hadn't had a Coke. We hadn't shared anything. We hadn't done anything. He said, don't you think you should? I said, yeah, if you give me the opportunity, I will. He said, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a little leeway here. She was not 16 yet. Yeah, she was too young. I understand. But I was carrying it with my pastor. He said, don't you think you ought to talk it over with her? Yeah, if you let me. So he said, okay. So guess what? I had my sister call her up and have her come over to our house. And at our dinner table with my sister sitting right there, I said to the young lady, I want to marry you. That's terrible. That's awful. That's a hard way to go. But I knew what I wanted. Hear me. So we became unofficially engaged. I couldn't engage her until she turned 16. So for months until she turned 16, we didn't go out and have a Coke. We didn't go out and fellowship. I said praise the Lord to her in church. She said praise the Lord to me. We worshiped God together. Amen. We had a little time together there at the beginning. We broke it off. Total break apart. Although we were engaged to be married. Once in a while, we'd be able to say, Sister Edna Mills came by and visit us. Said, Elder, you need to let your daughter and this young man have a few words together. They just need to communicate a little bit. So for one evening, we sit there in their dining room and communicated, and out on their front porch communicated. And now hear me. Where do you hear the rest of the story? No, we didn't go behind no barn, no shed, no nothing like that. The day she turned 16, I walked her across the street from the church to her house. That's the first time we got to go together, just her and I. When Brother Terry looked at me that day and said, you may kiss your bride, that was the very first kiss she and I ever had. You say, was the wait worth it? Yes! 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 May 22nd, this year, she and I have been married 40 years. And the well's still flowing. And it's still good. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. God is going to come after His bride. And you say, Lord, was leaving heaven worth it? Was the agony worth it? Was going to the cross worth it? Was going to the heart of the earth worth it? Was all you had to put up worth it? And God's going to say, just wait till I get my bride. Yes! It's going to be worth it! Can I get 10 girls and tell 10 more girls? Can I get 10 guys and tell 10 more guys? Dig your own well! Don't stop till the Holy Ghost flows. Don't stop till the glory flows. Don't stop till the anointing flows. Don't stop till the power of God flows. Dig, 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 dig a little deeper. It's worth it. Let's give a good hand to all these well diggers. God bless you. Love you. Sorry for my overtime, Brother Mullins.